Yeah, so Cancel, Clear, Connect are, for me, the protection mechanism for my mindset. So what I think, say, do, feel, and believe are all part and parcel of intention, which is also part and parcel to mindset. The meaning that we give thing is mindset. And we have a great power. It's called, we can give meaning to anything. We give meaning to everything we see. The meaning that we give is based off of the interpretation of the failures, mistakes, setbacks, void shortages, obstacles, and successes of our past, historical relevances, defining moments. All of these different things determine our meaning. And if the meaning is not aligned with where I want to be or better, then I use this cancel, clear, connect. So if I say something that has a meaning like I'm going to miss my flight, believe it or not, that's a mindset issue. Because the future is infinite. And I'm now putting my intention into missing the flight. So I cancel that. I'll literally say cancel. And because just naturally we say things that we don't want, or we say things that are missing, or we say things that other people want for us. And we're starting the process of intention, because when we say it, then we do it, then we think it, then we believe it, then we feel it, now we're in really big trouble. Because now we're using an exponentiality of intention in order to effectuate the coincidences that we don't want missing or we don't have. So mindset-wise, at a conscious level, when I'm doing or saying something that's not aligned with where I want to be or better, I cancel it. I stop it. So if I have, you know, thoughts or words or actions or beliefs, I stop, I breathe, I get back to the center, I remind, remember, and recollect my abundant, infinite nature, and then I roll in the right trajectory. Now, the clear is that some things are not conscious. They're subconscious. They're hosted by 40,000 of the same thoughts that exist in our subconscious that have created the automatic patterns called neural pathways. For those that aren't familiar with it, think of it if you went down a mountain the exact same path every morning, skied down every day in the exact same path. Pretty soon, you would just put your skis in there and it would take you down to the bottom of the mountain. That's what we're doing with our subconscious thoughts. Therefore, when we go to bed and when we wake up, most predominantly, they'll rise up. I'm worried about this. I'm sad about this. I'm angry about this. When, remember that you can't, if you're taking action, right? When you're taking action, the emotions are less when we're actually active. So when at night in the morning, when we're not active, all of a sudden the emotions come over, the neural pathways come out. So I practice clearing the snow on the negative paths and not clearing the snow on the I am worthy track, I am wealthy track, I am happy track, I am healthy track. All those tracks I keep reinforcing, and then the ones that says I'm not worthy, I can't do this, who am I to be able to be the best, I clear the snow. So I actually just say clear, clear. And I know the subconscious from the unconscious, because the conscious thoughts are once, right? I'm going to be late, cancel. The subconscious ones come up usually before we go to bed and when we wake up, which is why I always tell my employees, if I'm thinking about you before I go to bed and when I wake up, you're probably not going to be my employee very much longer, because I'm going to clear you. Now, the last one is quantum. So this idea of having and giving meaning is genetic and energetic in its nature. We have a coding system, short-term hard drive, cellular memory, 24-hour memory, so we cancel. Intermediate memory takes about 21 days minimum to create a neural pathway, 40,000 the same. Intermediate memory, we can clear the snow. The long-term is the genetic code that we've been given, and it's also an energetic code. There's energy that flows through your DNA. So you're coded not just genetically, but energetically. And so it takes longer to shift that away from, let's say, an addictive bad behavior, which all of us have addictions. We want to use them for good behavior, for good progress, not bad behavior for bad progress, or ease instead of dis-ease. And so what I use is I take, let's say someone hurts me really bad. They committed fraud on me and I ended up bankrupt. So I'll picture that person in my mind's eye. I'll close my eyes and I'll try to find a light in that person. Everyone has good qualities and bad qualities. No one's as bad as you say they are. No one's as good as you say they are. So I will think about and possess that person in light, and I'll spread the light all over either the issue that's bothering me, you know, a calculus test, the rules of perpetuity, some person that committed fraud, some girl that cheated on me, whatever it is that's quantum that's bothering me all the time. I can't get rid of it. I put light all over it and think about the good times I had with her, or maybe she'll be happier without me, you know, whatever it is. Then I think about what I love the most, which is easy to find light in, and I take that light and now I put both of them in the same light, a higher frequency. Then I take the light and hold it over me, and I actually wait and feel a shift in my energy, a lighter feeling, heating up sometimes, an actual shift in my energy. And I know he's shaking his head because he actually can manufacture this type of shift, which causes ease and it heals. And he does it through life source. I'm using actual light and life source and manifesting it in my mind and holding it over me without any mechanical things. So in other words, what am I doing? I'm connecting to source. So I call it connect. I'm connecting to a higher level, a higher frequency, and healing myself, knowing that time is a linear man-made construct, and that if I'm practicing shifting my quantum being, it may take lifetimes, so all I may be able to do is dissipate or dissolve incrementally the addiction, or incrementally progress towards something, and not waste as much energy hating someone, or getting in my own way, or feeling resentment or guilt or anxiety or fear or worry. And so I manage my own expectations in my mindset to protect it by canceling the conscious, clearing the subconscious, and connecting the unconscious, all to facilitate a path which I want or better, that I reassess every day according to the lessons I learned from the past and the external circumstances that exist today, and because of those two things, where I want to be in the future. So if the weather's different, or the interest rates are higher, or the deal didn't go through, it's okay. You're just changing your trajectory a little bit. But you're still using the same meaning and learning from the past and utilizing today as a maximized activity towards what you think you want or better.